Thank you, Mr. Chair. I deliver the statement on behalf of the International Federation for Human Rights and 18 of its member organizations. As a general rule, throughout the text, we support the use of the term affected individuals and communities to include the collective dimension of the rights that might be potentially affected by business activities, and as it is less restrictive than the terms victims. We also call states' attention on the need for the adoption of a gender-responsive approach in Article 4, and more generally, we call for the inclusion throughout the draft of provisions requiring that any legal and non-legal assistance be gender-responsive. Additionally, we regret that the text refers merely to abuses and not also to violations. References to violations should be added to Article 4.1, 4.2G, and 4.4, along with abuses, to ensure that state-led violations are also covered by the instrument. Article 4.2D is an important addition as it guarantees the right to submit claims to courts and non-judicial mechanisms. It should include class action to alleviate the financial and security barriers that victims may face when bringing a claim individually. We support the proposal by Palestine to ensure that claims to non-judicial mechanisms do not, however, jeopardize access to other forms of remedy. Moreover, Article 4.2F is essential to address one of the key obstacles to access to justice. Affected individuals and communities should be ensured access to information regarding their rights, the status of their claims, and the relevant information on the activities of businesses linked to the abuses and violations. Finally, we welcome the addition of Article 4.2G, which expressly articulates the right to participation, transparency, and independence in reparation procedures, and the need for procedures that respond effectively to distinct impacts and needs. Thank you, Mr. Chair.